A fire on East Hastings Street didn't injure anyone but has impacted several local businesses. Mobile food businesses including Top Rope Birria, Modern Pierogi and Shorba Bone Broth have all lost the kitchen they worked out of after a fire ripped through a small commercial building on East Hastings on March 25. "Folks, I'm so sorry to have to write this. I'm still in shock, so bear with me," wrote Top Rope Birria management on Instagram. "Yesterday, during service at Steel and Oak, we received word that our shared commissary kitchen, the home of Top Rope Birria, was engulfed in flames. They shared condolences with Mom's Grilled Cheese Truck, Green Coast Coffee, Modern Pierogi, and Shorba Bone Broth, who all worked out of the same commissary kitchen. For Top Rope Birria, the fire may mean the end of the business," they add. "I really don't know right now. I will update as soon as I have some news," they write. Modern Pierogi noted they are trying to figure things out as well, but expressed intentions to continue in some form. "We've lost our inventory, grandma's aprons, but not our spirit," they write. At the same time, some of their pierogies, which were made before the fire, are still on the market. "You can still find our pierogies at our stockists, they are now limited edition," they add. The owner of Shorba Bone Broth says she intends to keep going, especially with a major food show to attend next weekend. "The kitchen used to be Uncle Henry's restaurant. The current manager of the space took to Instagram as well to express sadness at the kitchen's destruction. I've spent 12 years here. Countless businesses got their start here. So many food trucks, so many memories," wrote Yasmin Sefer on Instagram. "Sometimes I hated it here, sometimes I loved it. The area made me sad, but I also learned so much from it. Kelly, I, and our amazing tenants will be okay. Fires are absolutely nuts." The second alarm fire was called in around 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 25, on East Hastings Street between Jackson and Princess Streets. "No one was injured," says AST Chief Ken Gemmel, "but the fire may spell the end for the structure. The fire did get in the roof and the building was heavily involved," he tells VIA. "Generally when it gets in the roof, the building isn't going to be sustainable to restoration, but that's up to the insurance company." He adds that while the Vancouver Fire Rescue Service, VFRS, investigation into the exact cause of the fire continues, police are involved in the case. "The VPD originally deemed it as a suspicious fire," he says, "and has arrested a potential suspect." He added that it's been a stressful time for the VFRS with several significant fires in the area. The commissary kitchen fire was the second alarm fire of the day in Vancouver on Saturday. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Yasmin Sepper, at YasiCat.